Hey, y'all.
¿Qué lo que?
That's the type of wine that's not going to stain your glass when you're done drinking it.
No, either. I mean, that's good wine. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no.
For store-bought wine.
Shit for us.
I know, I'm telling you.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Hell yes. Yes, it is.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So, are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. We're good.
Oh, man. We are on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hey Y'all, Que Lo Que, a podcast where we talk about cultural similarities,
challenges of getting older,
and appreciating our journey along the way with some folks that might be like us.
Or might not.
I'm Bernard.
I'm Elizabeth.
And this is our first inaugural
episode.
The first official episode. We've been talking about this a lot. We really appreciate y'all listening to our teaser, for those mm-hmm. who did. The teaser, we put that up not too long ago. It hasn't been too long, but we kind of dove into a little bit of our own background. Not too much, but where we come from,
yep.
some experiences we had. But we didn't really introduce ourselves to you all.
No.
So
that was a lot of our major feedback. We don't even know who you guys are.
No, so what we want to make sure we do this time around is give y'all a good idea of who we are and obviously what we're going to be talking about. So, so without further ado, Liz, would you like to take it away?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, my name is Elizabeth, and I put the y'all in the hey y'all portion of this podcast. And I'm making this with one of my best friends, Bernard, who we met about 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we decided in the teaser episode, and mm-hmm. I think that's right. We went to middle school together,
mm-hmm.
and then we went to high school together, mm-hmm. and we went to different colleges, but that doesn't mean we weren't still friends.
Right.
So I went to the Art Institute of Atlanta in Sandy Springs, majoring in photography.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that grueling process of a major, which, tad bit of information, mm-hmm. 5% graduation rate.
Really?
The photography department there.
I wonder why that is.
Because it's hard. And
it's hard as fuck.
Yeah, hard as fuck. So if that wasn't hard enough, I decided,
it is pretty expensive too.
Yeah, though. I'm going to get 2 suitcases, pack them up, and move to New York City. So I moved to New York after that.
The big city.
Big city. Living in the Bronx with my friend's grandmother. And yeah, it was great. Staying in that
little
pretend
little room. Little Dominican oasis in the Bronx.
Exactly. It was awesome. But
which is funny to me because I actually put the que lo que in here, y'all, que lo que.
Yep, that's right.
And my family's of Dominican background. We started out in New York. I mean, my parents, they came from DR, but I was born and raised in New York, and then I moved down to Georgia, and we took the whole family down, my sister, my brother, and things like that. And that's where I met Elizabeth. I met Elizabeth down here in Georgia in her hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, like Liz was saying, we both graduated. Then she went to art school and I went to regular school. And then from there, I actually ended up going back to New York because I got a corporate job that brought me up there. So Liz and I were able to reconnect a little bit, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, some fun, wild times.
it was funny because it was like, I was here first, and you were like, well, technically you were, but
Liz's like, yeah, have you done this? Have you done that? Have you done this? And I'm like, actually, no. Like, I lived here. You know how it is when you got New Yorkers that ain't never seen the Statue of Liberty and stuff.
The Empire State Building.
Oh, my
going
God.
To the top of that. Yeah.
Yeah. My cousins to this day are like, yeah, no, I've probably only been there like one time, maybe on a school trip.
Yeah, exactly. On a field trip.
Right. So, so it was pretty dope for us to connect up there and then make it all the way back here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been back since 2017. You came back like last year,
just
right?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I lived there for 7 years, and it's interesting because being up there and like away from like all of my friends and family, I did a lot of growing up in that city.
Yeah,
like a lot.
That city will force you to grow
exactly,
up.
Exactly, forced to, and just because it's like just natural, when you move away from home and you learn how to fend for yourself, get your own jobs, do your own things.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on, like, your career and what you want to do. I was really thankful because I did get a job with a company that I could transfer back to Atlanta with. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome. So as soon as I came back here, I was working immediately. And I feel like it was kind of interesting also. I guess the word interesting is like going to be in my vocabulary a lot during this episode.
I was going to say it's about to be because I knew where you was going.
I'm like a little bear. Interesting.
To put it lightly.
Yeah, to put it lightly. But I had done all this growing up and like focusing on my career and like basically raising my like little career baby. Mm-hmm. But then you come down and like all your friends have done the same thing, but they got real babies.
That's the thing. We left and we didn't leave our friends here, but yeah. Our friends decided to stay.
Yeah.
And we realized that we lived this life of ours in New York, mm-hmm. none of which involved getting married or having kids.
Nope. No.
You look up and both of us are almost 30.
We were too busy, yeah, to do all that.
Yeah, we were running around that city, something crazy. New York was fun. But after that, we came back only to find out that while we were running around, you know, kind of killing time doing what we were doing.
Right.
We find out that our friends have like moved on with their lives and they moved on rather quickly. Right.
Yeah. I mean, they got married and had, you know, beautiful little children.
Oh, my God.
And it's like when you come back, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is like my best friend's many them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow.
And it's crazy because you talk about it so much. You're like, yeah, when you have kids, I'm going to be the aunt, I'm going to be the uncle, I'm going to be the godmother, godfather. But yo, like my best friend Carl, and I kind of introduced y'all a little bit to him in the teaser. Carl really has a whole kid, yo. He has a whole son. He has Carl the fourth. Carl is the third, and he has Carl the fourth. Just turned 2 years old.
Wow. You think, well, there'll be a fifth?
Oh, yeah. I think if it was up to them, they'd keep it going as long as they had boys.
Carlina.
Carlina the fifth. Nah, if it was up to them, they would keep it going. But it's really cool to know that, like, you know, we left during high school and college when we were in, like, a different place in our lives. We're still kind of mm-hmm. figuring ourselves out. And then you come back and you're like, yo, I'm about to enjoy my friends that I didn't get to enjoy because I was in New York, and then you find out they got kids.
Yeah, right. So it's like, okay, I get to enjoy them plus another one.
Yep.
And also, but you see like a different version of your best friend.
Which is so
wow,
cool.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think two of my friends that I think I mentioned a little bit in the teaser episode is my best friend Shelby and my best friend Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shelby, I haven't ever known life without her. Like, we grew up together, like, nonstop. Now, before I
out
moved
the Pampers.
To New York. Right. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Like, she had already had her daughter.
Yeah.
So I kind of got, like, to have, like, a little tidbit, like, a little sneak peek of what it's going to be like.
Before you left.
Yeah, before I left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when I came back, Kayla had her, her newborn. Oh, my gosh. And, like, what an eye-opening experience, because I actually got to be there when Rosemary was born, and, like, you hold the little precious baby.
Little Rosemary,
I know, and then you're just like, oh, you know what's great about this is I can hand it right back over to you.
Before 9 o'clock.
Exactly. I'm like, here you go. She's so awesome. You can have her and keep her forever.
And that's funny you mentioned that about giving them back, because honestly, there really hasn't been a time yet where I've wanted to take K4. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like where I wanted to keep K4 for a while or anything. And it's just because I kind of just want to respect Carl and what he got going on
yeah.
and with K4, and K4 is so young. And I'm like, you know, I guess that's the, you know, that's like the difference between like
it's
maybe guy best friends who like their best friend just became a parent, and then girl best friends
who
their best friend just became a parent.
Well, right. Maybe it's because like females, we have this, what do they call it? Like a natural motherly instinct.
The nurturing
us.
Instinct.
Yeah, nurturing. Yep.
Sounds like you got a lot of that.
Right, but really, I'm just really fucking excited that there's another little Kayla running around that I get to be best friends with.
For the first time ever.
Exactly.
Yo, so Carl just recorded this video, right? Because K4 is two, right? And I'm sure all parents, new parents, y'all can all relate.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl tells K4, he's like, he was telling him, because K4 is like, he's young, but he's bright as hell. Like, he's really smart. He's like, yo, K4, make sure you clean up your room, clean up your toys and everything, and don't get in the walker. Now, if anybody has had kids before, you know, kids love doing exactly what you tell them not to do. Whatever list of items you told them, hey, don't do this, this, and this, they're going to do that in that exact order.
Yeah, so, and maybe a little extra.
So Carl comes in, and he sees K4, and K4 has half a foot hanging out of this little walker that Carl told him not to get into. His body is like leaning over and he looks really uncomfortable, but y'all know babies are really flexible. So you can hear him from a distance. He's just kind of like, and then Carl walks in. He's like, what's going on, buddy? He's like, help, help, please, please help. And those are like the only two words he knows, like, help, please. And Carl's like, hold on now. You didn't listen to me when I told you not to get in there. You didn't listen to me when I told you to clean up this room because the room's still a mess. And he's like, you gonna let me record. So it's funny, like, because I hear Carl laughing and, like, the jokes we used to crack and everything. And now he's able to, like, enjoy that with, like, his kid. And it's the funniest thing ever, especially when you got a little kid that only knows the words help and please when they're distressed.
The only words that he uses a lot if he keeps on getting in trouble. Like, help, please. And Carl has to go Mufasa on him.
Right.
Deliberately disobeyed me.
And I'm sure Shelby is like, Shelby's probably told you stories of like.
Yeah. I mean, she has. But seeing like her daughter now, oh my gosh. She's about to be, I think she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
So she's dealing with a preteen, which I'm telling you, being around a little like preteen girl will make you not ever want to have children.
Oh my God, tell me about it. I got three nieces.
I'm like, I don't.
Tell me about it.
I'm like, wow, this is kind of scary. Like, temper tantrum. Not even temper tantrums. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they are, really, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's like you go back to being, like, two again.
But they don't know how to emotionally, like, they don't understand what's happening to them emotionally.
No, and oh my gosh, she's
so it's
always,
a different kind of temper tantrum.
She's always right. This is what's funny. It's like, I was over there recently, like, watching her while Shelby ran to the store. And, you know, I mean, these kids are, like, always, like, playing Roblox. She was playing, like, Minecraft. She's just on her computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was doing something in the other room just having a good time. And she's like, Elizabeth, why are you acting so weird?
Bro, like, I'm just trying to live my life.
Oh, my gosh. Girl, I'm sorry. I'm having a good time. Who am I embarrassing you in front of? Me?
That's the other thing.
So now you're embarrassed? Because, I mean, I'm just out here, like, I was probably, like, singing loud. Or we had music playing. I mean, who knows? It was pretty normal, like, in my world. But you're acting so weird.
Yo, and 12-year-olds are ruthless. 12-year-olds are ruthless because they can't understand what's going on with themselves. So they want to try to pick at whatever they think is bothering you about you.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I guess that is probably true. I just don't remember being like that at 12, but I guess it's because I was really, really fucking weird.
Yeah, I was pretty weird myself, but like in middle school, like that's kind of what you do in middle school.
Yeah, and plus if I was too weird, I would just get it, you know, beat out of me.
Exactly.
With a switch or daddy's belt.
So it's funny because I'm sure like people are listening to this, the people particularly that have had kids,
uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, they have no idea what this is.
Yeah, clearly.
This is
the
tip of the iceberg.
This is just our perspective. Like,
right.
We're just.
And that's a lot of why we honestly haven't had kids yet, right? I mean, but just because we haven't had kids doesn't mean that there hasn't been pressure to have kids.
Well, exactly. All the time. Oh, my gosh. But the thing is, like, with me and my family, before you have kids, you got to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, don't put the cart before the horse.
Real traditional.
Or here's another one. Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
No, I've never heard that one.
Heard that used a couple
that's
of
a,
times.
That's a good. That's
family.
A good country
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, that's my mama right there. Why buy the cow when you
get
the
milk
for
free?
So the milk, I guess, being you know the. Mm-hmm,
I'm gonna have to use that.
And then the babies, and then the cow. I mean, I guess that would be me.
Wait, who's the cow?
I guess it would be the woman that, I guess the cow is like, baby mama, baby daddy? I don't know, y'all. But yeah, so there's a lot of pressure to do that. So let's see. And I think that, you know, I'm like the only girl in my family.
Yeah, so, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, it's like that's okay, the other that's, thing. That's some weight there, and you know, as the only female, like I have a role to play. So I have to get married and make, you know, pretty babies for my parents. Mm. Which, you know,
to
maybe
be a woman.
Yeah, one day, maybe one day I will, but just I mean, not right now. So. Yeah. Slow down with the pressure, y'all. Like,
yeah, I don't get it. Cause the Mejias, I mean, you know, the Mejias are interesting, right? Like nobody,
your family.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So the Mejias are like my family, particularly on my father's side, and I'm the last person of my generation that doesn't have any kids. Mm-mm. So whenever I'm around the whole family, oh, you better believe they make it very apparent that I'm the last one. And they're like, hey, when are the kids coming? When are the kids coming? When are the kids coming?
It's like, wait, there's kids coming?
Right.
I don't know. When are
they're
they
like,
coming?
Well, you know, you're in school, right? You're finishing school again. I mean, when are you going to have kids? When are the kids coming? And it's like, everybody's asking that. Nobody's asking about when I'm going to pop the question. Because they know that, yeah, I'm in a relationship. And I've been in a relationship for a while. But nobody wants to know, like, when are you popping the question? So putting the cart before the horse, that don't exist for us. That does not. There is no cart. There's only the horse.
There's only the horse.
And you better ride it.
Right. And make little baby horses.
You know what I'm saying? Get you some baby
so
horses.
So they can ride with us, uh-huh, in our trap.
And we all want to ride, you know? We want to enjoy your baby horses, too.
Right.
So it's crazy because I'm like, I would hope that y'all would ask me if I will pop the question when I'm planning on getting married and like going about this.
Yeah, or hey, are you in love with the person that you're with? Like, you know, there's some ground rules, man. I gotta set like a foundation.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is. Yeah. But it's funny, you know, that like, even regardless of like the fact that like you and your family, like, they expect you to do things a certain way. Like, as far as like my family goes, they expect me to do something a certain way.
Yeah.
The common denominator being is TikTok. Like,
exactly.
The
TikTok
clock is ticking.
Yeah.
You know, when are you going to make this happen? And it's funny because like it kind of feels that way, like in general. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? When you're approaching 30, when you're into your 30s, it's like, all right, your 20s are gone. You know what I mean? Now what? Now what's going to happen? And you told me about the biological clock thing with you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the biological clock is ticking. You know, there's that you got to worry about. The fact that I've been living with my boyfriend now for 7 years.
Oh, my God.
Like,
don't
okay,
even start on that.
We are living in sin.
Living in what?
Sin. We're living in so much sin, y'all. Oh, my gosh. But you know what's great is we are an excellent team. So, mm-hmm, we're laying the foundation down, you know. It'll happen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this imaginary checklist.
Yeah.
That, like, you have to check off, I feel like, as far as, you know, things that you need to complete by the time you're 30.
Yeah, by a certain age, at which it feels like we coming right up on it. And if not, people are letting us know.
And I mean, I guess I'm on it. I'm like sitting on the list. I'm like hiding the list from people. I'm like,
what,
like,
list? What list?
Yeah, they're like, Elizabeth, so how many check marks do you have on your list? I'm like, what list? It's hiding. I don't know what list.
Try to hide the list.
I got a lot of check marks, but I don't know if it's the things that I'm supposed to be checking off.
Right,
but
they're your list.
Yeah, it's my list. Mm-hmm. That's right. Like, I got my own list. I got my own rules I want to kind of like live by. And look, as long as I'm not harming nobody or hurting anyone, and just having a good time living life, I think I'm doing pretty good as far as my list is concerned.
You know what, Liz? I agree, man. Especially now, you know, things are interesting, to
they
say
are.
The least. You know what I mean?
It's
an interesting time. You know what I mean? So the last thing that anybody's worried about is that stuff. But
right.
But yeah, I mean, 2020, you can ask me about a lot. Don't ask me about no kids.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is so funny. That's true.
Don't ask me about no kids.
Like, man, I will go there. Like, I will go to certain places that, as far as the conversation is concerned, and I will have those conversations. But please, don't ask me when I'm getting married or when I'm having kids. Because you know what? Hell, I don't even know. If I haven't done it by now, it's like, well, we'll see. We'll just see what happens. And
you know, my situation is a little bit different, mostly because I had to raise like my sister's kids for a while, and they lived with me for 6 months. You know, I had the pleasure of having them move into my house and me taking
care
of
three girls, right?
Three girls and a boy.
Oh my gosh.
Three girls and a boy. Yeah.
That boy was your best friend.
He really was, man.
He had to be.
He was. I was like, Anderson, let's just go play some video games.
It's just me and you.
Ain't no drama. There's no drama in school, right? There's no drama? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we please just do something mindless together?
Wow. And that was when you were in New York, right? I mean, so you had...
That was part of the reason why I left, actually, is to bring them back down here. You know, but yeah, no, that was like the tail end of when I was in New York. So, I mean... My day consisted of, like, waking up, you know, doing everything with them most days. And then at the end of the day, I would get my own time. And I'm like, you know what? This is awesome. I don't think I'm mature enough to be at this stage yet, though.
You're like, I love being around my family and being an awesome uncle.
You know what I'm saying? The designated uncle.
Right,
you call me the designated uncle. You call me in an emergency. And I will be gone after that emergency.
Right. When shit is fun, come to me.
Yup, man.
When it's not, look, sorry, I love you, but you ain't mine.
You know what I mean? Oh, no, I was going to say to all the parents, you know what I mean? I hope y'all got these designated uncles. And if we know each other, I will be there for you.
Right. They have a designated Uncle Bernard and a designated Auntie Elizabeth. They're like...
But like I said, just don't ask me about no kids.
Right. Have you ever, this is like a random thought I just had in my head. Have you ever had to put a car seat in your back seat?
Yo, that's like rocket science. Well, not now, but like before, that joint used to be rocket science.
I mean,
to try
it's
to get
a
that
little
joint
bit
in.
A rocket science now even. And I think those are some of those things I'm like, I'd have to do this.
Well, I haven't put a car seat in lately. Like,
all the time.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
I mean,
you
it's
do?
Just a lot of work. I mean, first off, you got the two kids behind you, and you're like lugging what they're going to be sitting in. These are my niece and my nephew I'm ranting about right now. Mm. I love them to death, but they are still in car seats. The last time I had to put them in the car, I'm like, God, this is like a production. So they're behind me. I'm like carrying their seats, so it's already like, you know. All right, you little shits. Like, you better behave because I'm making sure you guys are like
safe in this car.
Yeah. You put it in.
You can tell we don't have kids.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you got to like crawl up over your back seat, find the hook because it's back there.
Hand me the buckle. No, hand me the buckle. It's not here. It's between the seats. Hand me the buckle.
I'm just glad they're at that age now where they know how to do it and they know how to like get themselves in and out of the car seat.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. When they want to show off and show you, I can do it myself. I'd be like, please, by all means.
Please.
Go ahead. Do that.
So yeah, there's like moments like that where I would watch them and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know if there's ever a time where you're like, well, you're ready. I don't think that's something that you can ever be ready for. But I do know I don't want to put a car seat in a back seat anytime soon. So I should probably do whatever I
if
can
we
to
got,
make sure that doesn't
if
happen.
If we have any clues, that's one of them.
Those are like little hints.
That's a little hint. But it's cool, though, because I've seen some of my friends like, I've seen some of my friends that I never imagined would be parents grow into some of the best parents like in the world.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Just so aware of certain things as a parent. You know, you got to worry about like making sure the knobs don't get turned and sockets are covered and all this other kind of stuff. You know, once you walk into a house, you think baby proof, baby
right.
proof, baby proof. And I'm like, where's the couch?
And is it okay if I sit on it?
Right. Do you mind?
Yeah, seriously. That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know when you walk in.
Right. So I don't know that anything really prepares you for it, you know what I mean? But it's just really cool to see some of my friends who I never would have seen as parents mature and grow into this space where they haven't neglected themselves along the way, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like one of my friends before he even had a kid, he was like, My boy going to the NBA. Like everybody's kid is going to the NBA or playing some kind of sport, right?
Yeah.
But like, you know, he would say that, but like it's funny because the only thing he ever talked about is what that kid was going to accomplish. But now, oh, that man is in tune with all kinds of stuff. He's in tune with other people's kids. He's in tune.
Oh, wow.
And he's constantly like checking, like asking, hey, when did your kid do this? When did your kid do that?
Like,
you know,
little milestones.
You know what I'm saying? Little tiny milestones. Like, you know, what was the first word? When did they say it? Under what circumstances did they say it? Is your kid sleeping through the night anymore? And I'm like, wow, man, I'm just trying to figure out.
Is he a pediatrician now?
Right.
Is this one of your friends with a doctorate degree?
No, that's not. Nope. But I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, yo, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm having for dinner. Like,
oh, I know. Seriously.
I'm like, yo, what am I gonna eat? What am I gonna eat? I do not have the foresight, and I know that that's a mode that you get into. You know, once you're in that mode, you're in it. Like, right. I remember when I had the girls, I had to get in that mode. But once you're out of it, or if you don't know that there's even a mode. Bruh, good luck.
No, right? Seriously, that is so true.
good luck, you know, so.
Yeah.
But it's cool, man. I mean, I know you've told me about, like, Shelby and then also Kayla and how Kayla still has some things going on the side, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Rosemary's kind of, like, it's bringing out the best in her, you know?
My gosh, absolutely. Like, Rosemary is, she just started private school. And, I mean, she's only in preschool.
Mm.
So the fact that, like, this little girl is doing private school and preschool, you
that
better believe
awesome.
It. She is going to grow up and be, like, the smartest little thing on planet Earth, which is exactly what we all want. Kayla was like, I just know. I know it's going to be better for her, and that's where I'm sending her, you know. No questions asked.
And that's good parenting. You're
yeah.
trying to surround your kids with the right people, the right environment as early as possible.
Right, the right education. I mean, Lord knows. We all need some good education.
Shoot.
Sure. But, yeah. So she's doing really well. And, hey, I mean, I give it to her every day. Like,
respect,
see her every
yeah.
I'm telling you. And I'll see her. And it'll be like no time has passed. But she is raising an amazing little daughter.
Yep.
I'm just like, and I'm watching. I'm like, okay, take notes, you know,
Right.
For the future.
And that's the
cool. Even if it's like, you know, 10 years down the line. Okay.
Right.
Even if it's like, even if I adopt like a little baby or you just take notes. You take notes on good parenting because, you know, you don't see it all the time. I'm just kidding.
Yo, nah, but that's real.
Is that what I said?
No. Honestly, I've seen some of the worst parenting, the worst fucking parenting that I've ever seen in my life, like in the past 2 years.
Yeah, like where? Like in the grocery store?
Oh, my God. Especially in the grocery store. You got kids running around, knocking things down, kicking their parents, you know, threatening to spit in their face and all kinds of stuff.
What
and
about
I'm like,
all the kids that are on the phone?
Oh, my God. That's the other thing.
That's like the extended babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Put an iPad in front. But yeah, I'm like, yo, please tag me in. This is yeah. WWF, and I want you to tag me in so I can jump off the top rope and show this kid what's really going on. Like,
right.
Tag me in. That's not my kid, though. And it's not going to be my kid for a while.
I tell you what, though. It definitely wouldn't be my kid. Because if I acted up, you know how people are like, oh, well, I'm going to take you to the bathroom. No, my mom will whip my ass right there in the bread aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone could see. I would be embarrassed, and then I'd fix it, and I'd fix it real quick.
Oh, my God.
It got to the point where all she had to do was look at me.
You told me about
you
what
knew.
Your dad did to you,
oh,
too,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, my parents, they had some very creative...
Disciplinary techniques.
Disciplinary techniques. That's a really great way to say it. So when I was a kid, like, you know, most kids, my room was always a mess. And my dad told me, if you're going to live like you live in a dump, I'm going to just take you to the dump, and that's where you can live.
Mm.
And, you know, me probably being a little smart ass I was, no, you won't. You won't do that. No. And he's like, okay, well, if I come over, if I come back in the morning tomorrow and your room's still not clean, you're going to the dump.
And Mr. Joe was like, please call my,
oh my
bluff.
God. He was
I dare you.
He wanted to do this. He wanted, and it's like he had been planning it because he knew exactly where he was going to take me anyway. Next day, the room was still a mess. He's like, get in the truck. And I'm pretty sure he brought my big brother Levi with me, maybe to like show him as well. Like, hey, I can do this to you too. But I think...
Yeah, everybody can get it.
Right, but
these lessons are rated E for everybody.
I feel like Levi was just there as like a witness. Yeah. Like, in case anything went wrong, at least he can be like, Levi, now did I really do that to your sister? Did I really? I might have taken her to the dump, but I didn't whip her ass, right?
And Mr. Joe gonna need an alibi in case he need to turn
exactly.
up the heat.
Exactly. Anyway, so we drive, and sure enough, I was probably like 5 years old. We pull up to the dump. one of like with the green boxes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like one of those like off the wall, like off the road.
The joints that you could smell from like the highway.
Right. Just like just a nasty ass place.
Yeah.
I remember there being a broken TV there. That's how vivid this is still to me. And he left me, and he drove off, and I was probably left there for, like, 5 minutes. Now, he probably didn't, like, actually, like, drive off. Like,
he probably watched
like,
you from a distance
me.
Or something. Yeah, yeah.
But little five-year-old Elizabeth, man.
It was Elizabeth and the Junkyard Dogs.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, guys, how are we going to do this? like, it's dirty, but... It's not that dirty now, is it? No, it was pretty bad. It was horrifying.
Yeah.
And that's probably why my apartment is so clean right now. I mean, my house is spotless. Because I don't want to go to another dump.
Now I will say that I wouldn't put that past like my parents of doing something like that to me.
What kind of crazy things did your mom do to make sure you turned out all right?
Yo, there was one time, I remember one time when I was like crying uncontrollably, you know what I mean? And I was like, but there's a point as a kid when you like, you cry to be annoying, you know what I mean? And I was just being annoying. And my mommy, and you know, I got, my parents are old school. They like Dominican from the country. My mom was like, cállate, and get in the bathtub. Cállate, for those who don't know me, shut up.
Yeah, she said, shut up, get your ass in the tub.
Get your ass in the tub. She said, get naked and get in the tub. And I was like, get naked?
What, she gonna
beat my ass in the shower? Get naked? No. What was coming was some Guantanamo Bay shit, okay? My mom came with a bucket of freezing cold water and just dumped it on me. And was like, since your temperature's so high and you want to keep your temperature high, I'm about to cool you down. Mind you, all this stuff is happening in Spanish, you know? So my mom is on like 1,000. When my mom is speaking English, she's going like maybe 20, maybe 30. But when she switches to Spanish, she put that joint in sixth gear, right. And she is going 1,000.
This is my zone. This is like, look.
Oh, my God. And
I can tell you exactly how I feel.
Yo, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, this woman is crazy. She's crazy. I'm in this house with a psycho. So I get in the tub, I get butt naked, and my mom comes in, sure enough, with a bucket of cold water, dumps it on me, and I'm like, and my mom's like, shut up, and I'm like, and I'm doing that, you know, you do that thing with your lip where like you sucking your lip in and out like really fast. Yeah. Like, yo, I was shook. I didn't know what happened. I was like, where am I? What's my name? Where are we from? Who are you?
Who is this lady with the cold water? Get her away from me.
I feel like if my mom could have waterboarded me, she might have.
Just to teach you a lesson.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, oops.
Just to assert dominance. And my mom is a strong woman, man. She comes from a family of carpenters. My mom has a low center of gravity and wasn't nowhere I was going or nowhere I was fighting back. My mom was not playing.
Man.
But look at us today. We grew up, we're respectable.
Exactly.
We
keep our house clean. You behave very well. Like,
we're upstanding citizens.
We are very upstanding citizens. Thank you to those, what do we call them? Those creative
disciplinary techniques. Right.
Oh my gosh. Did you ever have to pick a switch?
You know what's funny? My mom never made me pick a switch, but my mom had this affinity with the Coach brand.
Uh-huh.
And she had a bunch of different Coach belts. And you know, Coach is a nice line. Those belts were very durable. They were very durable. And my mom used to be like, pick a color. Pick mahogany, navy, or black. And my mom had like 7 belts, but she narrowed it down to those 3. And I'm sitting there in the closet, like testing them all out, like, whoosh, whoosh. Oh, all right. Nah, that's a little too strong. Let me get another one.
That's funny. So you got mama's coach belt.
I did.
I just got daddy's belt. And
right.
Honestly, I think I only got it one time because once you hear that, it's like,
that's
it's
it.
Over.
That's
I'm
it.
Like, I will do whatever you want me to do. It's like I became a little, like, angel robot. Just like, I'll do anything. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. No, thank God they did.
No, for real. And that's the cool thing about, like, you know, growing up in the South, you know, growing up around each other, is that even though we might come from, like, these backgrounds that are, like, so different, we go through a lot of the same stuff. Like, our friends go through a lot of the same stuff. You know, there's a lot that we actually do have in common. You know? And a lot of that is what's missing from the world today, especially, like, in 2020, man. People are more prone to figure out, like, yo, how am I different than you, or why can't you see my perspective?
Right, or why can't you be more like me? It's like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's not what it's supposed to be like. That's
and really what we should be is, like, listening to each other and understanding and being like, actually, you know what? Maybe I don't understand that in particular, but I do understand this.
Right.
And we navigate this thing called life together. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's really...
Well, it's our uniqueness that, you know... makes us so, what's that word again? Interesting.
and that's really...
Enticing. I mean, it just makes it, like, the world go round. At least, I mean, it should.
And we've been doing this, like, you know, we've been relating to each other, just being on common ground, being solid for, like, 16 years.
Yeah, 16 years.
We veterans in this game.
Exactly, yeah. Staying up on the... like on house phones. My parents, they had a fax machine phone that I used to wait for Bernard to call me on. And you got to answer it. First ring.
Oh yeah. Yeah. A lot of y'all. I know a lot of y'all remember them landlines.
Yeah. We might have to go to the landline one day.
Was that another? is that another podcast?
I think that might be another podcast. Just landlines.
Straight up, man. Straight up. And that's really what we want this podcast to be about. We really wanted to just be about finding those common connections and relating on things that all of us are going through, or a good amount of us are going through.
Wow.
Is everybody, I feel warm. Yeah. Do you feel fuzzy? Because I feel warm.
I feel so warm and fuzzy right now. But anyway, guys, thank you again so much for joining us. And then on our next episode, we're going to dive into that whole process that we've been going through as far as being unemployed.
Woo!
Job searching.
Woo!
Being interviewed.
Oh, delight.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't you so excited?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I cannot wait to share with you all some of the experiences that we have had dealing with all of that.
Yeah,
so.
we're going to get in our bag, y'all. So, Liz, tell them where they can find us.
So, yeah, you guys can find us on our Instagram page. It's heyyall_queloque. Please give us a follow. We're going to be posting up some updates on when our episodes are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to throw some little nuggets out about, you know, different topics that we want to talk about, get some suggestions from y'all.
Yeah, and then you'll get to know me and Liz a little better outside of just, you know, through your ears, right?
Exactly, just through your ears or your speakers.
So you'll be able to see us and get to know us a little bit, because we will be posting some of the stuff that we talk about here and some other stuff that that Elizabeth and I do together. So
we find interesting. So my goal next episode is not to say the word interesting.
Yeah. No, I think interesting has been played out for at least the rest of the show.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, before this turns into another podcast, this is ranting around.
Yo, we're so good for that.
Yeah, I know. We'll just go off on a tangent. And we really appreciate y'all for listening to us and staying to the end of this episode. And we can't wait to see you on the next episode.
Yeah, where we turn up the heat a little bit. All right, this has been Hey Y'all Que Lo Que with Bernard
and Elizabeth,
and we really appreciate y'all stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for coming through. We can't wait to see y'all next time.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Y'all have a good one. What are you doing? Like, are you walking these people to their door?
Man, I don't even know.
Are you dropping a check as their
Look,
server?
Man,
like,
I'm still getting used to this podcasting thing, all right?